We're talking with candidates in the race to become Milwaukee's next mayor on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Seven candidates, they participated in a two-hour forum last night at Turner Hall. There's a virtual one tonight at 6, hosted by Sherman Park Community Association. Leads up to the nonpartisan primary election set for Tuesday, and the top two advance to the spring election on April 5th. What do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize? What are the city's biggest hurdles, and how should the mayor overcome them? 800-642-1234. Ernell Lucas is sheriff of Milwaukee County. Sheriff Lucas, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's begin with your top priorities for the city. What are they?
Well, certainly we have a violent crime and reckless driving problem here in the city of Milwaukee that we've got to tackle. I say it's the key to our economic prosperity and our long-term viability. So we must solve that problem. Second, we got to get through the pandemic and keep our economy going and keep our schools open, keep everyone safe. We also have the problem with a lead pipe issue here in the city of Milwaukee, as well as lead paint in some of our older homes. So that's the health is a major challenge for our people. And then third, we certainly got to do something about our system of education here in the city of Milwaukee. I think it's so important that we give our young people the opportunity to reach their full potential. And it's so important. It's critically important. It underlies all of the issues, the other issues that we face here in the city of Milwaukee. So those would be the top three, I think, necessary for us to really focus in on as we move forward.
Well, starting with number one, as you say, crime and reckless driving, how would your administration seek to reduce the violence and the reckless driving?
Well, we've got to certainly work on, again, changing behaviors, changing people's approach to solving conflict. We've got to remove illegal guns from our street. We certainly have got to rid our community of drugs and gangs. And so it's going to be a comprehensive effort. We got to have law enforcement out doing what it is that we ask them to do. But then there's so many others in the community that play a part, whether it be the philanthropic community, the business community, faith-based community, community at large, so many other aspects. Our robust plan for violence prevention in the city of Milwaukee has got to be out, engaged with the community. And I think collectively, we all work together, and we can stem the tide of the rising violence that we see here in the city.
Police departments straight across the country, though, are raising concerns about staffing, the mass exodus of police officers, and some are pointing to COVID or the Great Resignation or the climate for law enforcement and reforms. What approach would you take to staffing?
Well, it's certainly an issue that many employers have faced around the country, and it started long prior to COVID. I think we've got to highlight the fact that law enforcement and public service is a noble profession, and people enter into it because they want to do more for the community. And so many young people like myself came in at a time when our communities needed us and served long and rich and rewarding careers. We've now got to inspire a group of young people now to this profession because the urgency is there, and it stems from inspiring them to do something greater for the good of all in the community. And I think that that's where we really got to pick up our efforts.
Let's go to point number two in the pandemic. The city has about $200 million in unallocated federal funding for responding to the COVID pandemic. How should this money be spent?
Well, I say invest in three areas. One is certainly in health and public safety. And I say health, again, ensuring the total health of everybody in this community, from our young people, giving them the tools and the preparation they need to go into a classroom and compete later in life in a global market. We've got to, again, look out for our young people. Secondly, we got to look out for those seniors in our community. and give them the health and safety that they need. The second area that I think is most important as well is quality of life. We've got to focus in on the quality of life issues here in the city of Milwaukee, whether it's the trash pickup, certainly the reckless driving that we talked about previously, and other issues that impact the quality of life.
Well, I want to just jump in here, because looking out for people in COVID is one thing, but how do you stop the spread? I mean, nearly half of the inmates in the Milwaukee County Jail contracted COVID last month as Omicron spread. What would be your mm-hmm. approach to containing COVID, to handling this pandemic?
Well, we were certainly confronted by a challenge that many in this country were confronted by with the spread of COVID, with our population high in the jail and people entering into the jail already with the virus. We had to take steps to mitigate the virus at its high. There were several members of my staff, as well as a number of those persons in our care who were tested positive for the virus. As we sit here today, there's only five individuals in our jail who are COVID positive. So we took a number of steps to mitigate, whether it's, whether we quarantined individuals and kept individuals in single cells. And so again, we took a number of steps to mitigate it, and where we are today is certainly in a lot better place than we were just a few short weeks ago.
Let me reintroduce you as we have conversations with all the candidates for Milwaukee mayor ahead of Tuesday's primary. The candidate today we're talking with is Milwaukee County Sheriff Ernell Lucas. You can join in with your questions on the mayoral race, your priorities, 800-642-1234. I want to look at the housing situation. We've been talking with mayors across Wisconsin about pressing issues. Housing is a uniform challenge. How should the city of Milwaukee support expanding affordable housing? What would your administration do?
Well, certainly the city must take steps to move a number of families and people here from occupants to home ownership. Certainly we've had problems along many lines here in this community, but I think it's important moving forward. The city has a large housing stock from the collapse of the housing market years ago. Cities should make investments in getting those homes improved and getting those homes back on the tax rolls and to families that need it in communities all across the city. We've got to have developments in all parts of the city that are affordable and attract families to the city where they can earn living wage. And so we've got to be very strategic and very intentional in our approach to housing. I think it's one of the more racial injustice in our community that so many people are left without a home and a place to shelter. So many of our young people, and we've got to give them a roof over their head, and the city, I think, has to step up its efforts to do that.
What I'm hearing out of you is public health and equity issues, because in 2019, Milwaukee County passed a resolution declaring racism a public health crisis. In the city, how would you take action to tackle inequalities?
Well, that's one of the things we want to come in on day one and do is bring people together. There's so much to celebrate here in Milwaukee. And yet we tend to focus on the things that divide us. We have an opportunity to move this city forward by bringing neighborhoods together, by bringing people together, and it's having a vision for all parts of the city. And as mayor, I'm going to do that and let it have us focus on the things that unite us and not the things that divide us. We're gonna make opportunities for women and people of color to have opportunities to start businesses, to become employers that they can then help grow communities and neighborhoods. We're going to invest in, as you indicated, housing is so important for families to have that opportunity to start. We're going to give them health equity. That's another disparity here in our community. Even with the COVID, it was disparate in terms of how the vaccines and other mitigation efforts were around the community, from one community to another. So it's so important that, again, we look out for those in our community who have not had the opportunities to live the fullest, to the fullest here in the city. And that's something that we're going to focus in on.
Sheriff Lucas, thank you for joining us.
I thank you so much.
Ernell Lucas is sheriff of Milwaukee County and on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Join us tomorrow at 7:15 for our final Milwaukee mayor candidate conversation. And we have a growing collection of these candidate Q&As. You can find a link to them at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.